By now, we need to ask a very important question. How long does it take to get a basic education? If you answer 12 years, you're thinking school. What I would like to do today is show you how home-educated students can complete a formal education program by the time they are 16. A school may say that it takes 12 years to get an education, but we need to ask where that idea came from. Furthermore, pretty well every private school and nearly every curriculum follows a pattern of needing 12 years to acquire a basic education. Most jurisdictions in the world have 16 as the legal school leaving age, including the province of Alberta, yet the peer pressure to go the additional 2 to 3 years exists. The standard claim is that it takes 6 years to learn the basics in elementary. Students are then subjected to 3 years of academic purgatory in junior high, where few new concepts are learned as children negotiate puberty. And finally, students are required to do 3 additional years of high school before being approved as ready for the post-secondary world. Most students starting high school are already tired of going to school. They are not likely thinking, oh boy, now we're in high school where we would be treated as adults. Rather, what goes through most of their minds is 3 more stinking years, we're out of here. I know this. I spent a lot of years watching students go through this process as I taught high school. Most students either don't have enough gumption to care or cared enough to buckle down and do whatever was necessary to put this experience behind them. Well, one thing for sure, if students were not coerced into believing that it was necessary to go, most would just skip high school and get on with life. That's the reason why GEDs required a student to be at least 18 years of age, as if they allowed the students to write them earlier, most would exit high school, write the GED, and get on with life. Once school students have put in their time, and if they have followed directives, they will get a diploma that nobody will ever ask for. While celebrating their accomplishments at the graduation party, they will often chant about how they've made it. They will congratulate each other on being academically proficient and prepared to take on the world. Actually, that's not true. The reason for the big party is much the same as one finds when someone has gotten out of jail. It's more a celebration of parole, of having served the required time, rather than of being accredited for the next phase of their lives. I exaggerate maybe, but not by a lot. How long does it actually take to educate a child? Does it really take 12 years? It actually only takes about 100 hours to learn the basics or primary skills. Why 6 years of elementary? Junior high is where students go through puberty while teachers go through mental issues. Well, maybe not all teachers, but it is fair to say that this is a very difficult group to work with. No wonder that few new concepts are introduced. You ever think that God in His wisdom may not have allowed parents to have litters of children at a time in order to avoid the junior high pubescent circus that we see in school? By the time school advances to the completion phase of the student's formal education in high school, most students are actually more ready for life than 3 more years of learning things they will likely never use. Now, if we take those 12 years and throw out the 3 years of junior high, we are left with 9 years of formal education. If we really exaggerate and say that the children are actually learning and advancing academically during half of their school time, it means that there are only about 4.5 years of actual learning time during a 12-year school term, or shall we call it a 12-year school sentence. Seriously, we could start teaching our children at home at 10 and send them to university by 15. In the meantime, they would still have a life. This is not a joke. My wife and I have seen this happen many, many times. We have observed that if children have been home educated from the start, they are usually done with their formal education by 16. That is, they are working at a similar skill level to school graduate, completing their secondary level of training by this time. Home educating parents making their children do school beyond 16 will likely run into difficulty convincing them they need that, what really amounts to additional busy work, keeping them from engaging in more meaningful activities in life. Even the government believes that children are old enough to drive a potentially lethal vehicle at age 16, so we should be thinking that way too. Parents may be guilty of asking their children to retreat in order to advance when employing the "you're not finished until you're 18" school thinking. This is especially the case when the students are sent to high school. We do not want to waste students' time. Home-educated children are more likely ready to start post-secondary studies by 16 than regressively changing that elusive goal of an accredited grade 12. I encourage you to trust in God and not put your confidence in man, who no doubt knows enough math to be able to see that extending a short process into a longer one than is necessary also extends the potential for the education industry to both indoctrinate the children and or increase its income.